with a heart so bold. Tapping on keys like they're made of pure soul. Building dreams out of digits, making websites roll. Oh, Austin Cold Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making ladies take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the consummate king of the SEO show.
Imagine asking two incredibly brilliant researchers the exact same question.
Okay.
But one of them only reads today's Reddit threads.
Yeah.
And the other one, you know, refuses to look at anything except Wikipedia and verified encyclopedias.
Right. You'd get completely different answers.
Exactly. You wouldn't just get slightly different answers. You would get two entirely different realities.
Yeah. And I mean, we're rapidly moving away from this single search engine world where there was this this illusion of one definitive internet.
For sure.
Asking a smart machine a question, it just no longer yields a single objective truth, because these systems, they process reality using completely different architectural blueprints.
And that is the core of today's deep dive. We are looking at a brand new report published today, actually, August 9, 2026, by Austin Code Monkey.
Yeah, it's a fascinating read.
It really is. Their research exposes why the two biggest AI search engines on the planet right now, so ChatGPT and Perplexity, why they pull their answers from almost completely isolated ecosystems. So we're going to explore how they work and, I mean, what it takes for your ideas, your business, or your content to actually be found in this new landscape.
Which is crucial right now.
So, okay, let's unpack this. Because I just assumed these platforms were basically skimming the same ocean.
You yeah. know? I mean, it is a really common assumption, but we are officially living in what this report calls the new Ask Maps world.
Ask Maps, okay.
Yeah, so digital literacy has completely shifted. It went from optimizing for Google to really understanding the specific mechanics of how different AI models define truth and relevance.
Right.
If you don't understand the underlying logic of how a specific neural network reads the web, you are effectively invisible to it.
Wow. And to grasp the sheer scale of this divide, you know, we really have to look at the raw data from the report.
The numbers are wild.
They are. So the agency ran an analysis using 100,000 identical prompts. They fed the exact same 100,000 questions into both ChatGPT and Perplexity. And out of all the domains cited across those thousands of answers, the overlap between the two platforms was only 11%.
Just 11%.
Yeah.
Which means 37.4% of those domains were cited exclusively by ChatGPT, and 51.6% were cited exclusively by Perplexity.
That's just staggering.
It is. We are looking at two massive AI systems processing the exact same user intent, and they're deciding to pull their facts from totally different corners of the web almost 90% of the time.
The report highlights this one cross-platform analysis showing a citation volume variance of up to 615 times for the exact same brand.
Yeah, 615 times. It's not a rounding error.
No, exactly. A company could be getting cited endlessly on ChatGPT and assume, hey, our strategy is flawless. While on Perplexity, they're basically a ghost.
Right.
It's just like asking our two brilliant librarians that research question I mentioned earlier. You've got one librarian who is obsessed with today's newspapers and the other who only trusts bound encyclopedias.
Yeah, and because those two librarians have completely different reading habits, we see that massive variance in visibility.
Right.
And it proves this isn't a bug. Earning a citation on one platform has almost zero predictive value for the other.
Because they're playing by different rules.
Exactly. They are using entirely different rule books to define the word authority.
So since this divide is a structural choice, right, based on how those librarians read, we have to look under the hood of how they actually process information.
Definitely.
Let's start with the engine that is constantly hunting for fresh information, which is Perplexity.
Right, the news junkie.
Yeah. So the report emphasizes its reliance on something called a RAG loop, or retrieval augmented generation, which honestly sounds like a laundry cycle.
Well, it actually acts exactly like one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So in a RAG loop, the AI first washes the web to retrieve raw, messy data based on your prompt.
Okay.
Then it filters out all the irrelevant dirt.
Nice.
And finally, it spins the clean facts through its language model to press it into a neat, readable answer for you.
Oh, wow. Okay, that analogy totally works.
Yeah, and when you ask older chatbots a question, they often spit out an answer based on, you know, frozen training data they absorbed years ago.
Right, the stuff they were trained on initially.
Exactly. But Perplexity does not have a training data-only mode for facts. For every single query, without exception, it runs that live web retrieval cycle.
That's a lot of computing power. Yeah. And because it runs that live cycle every single time, freshness isn't just like a bonus feature.
Not at all.
According to the data, freshness accounts for approximately 40% of Perplexity's total ranking score.
Which is massive.
It is. Half of all its citations come from content published in the year 2025. And content that's been updated within hours of a query receives roughly 38% more citations than content that is just a month old on that exact same topic.
Yeah, and the mechanism behind this is fascinating. The AI needs a concrete mathematical signal to validate relevance in a really fast-moving world.
Okay, so it looks at the timestamp.
Exactly. In a live retrieval system, a recent timestamp acts as a heavily weighted parameter.
Got it.
This system essentially assumes that because the world is constantly changing, the most recently published data point is statistically the least likely to be obsolete.
But wait, if I wrote the definitive comprehensive guide to, say, local plumbing regulations last month,
okay,
am I already losing ground to someone who just tweaked their page this morning? That seems incredibly short-sighted for an advanced AI.
It does seem that way, until you realize Perplexity is engineered to satisfy immediate human curiosity.
Right.
It is so hungry for the present conversation. And because of that hunger for real-time dialogue, it heavily favors platforms where crowdsourced updates happen by the second.
Which perfectly explains the most surprising stat in the whole report for me.
The Reddit stat.
Yes. When looking at Perplexity's top 10 citations, Reddit accounts for 46.7% of them.
Almost half.
Almost half. And overall, it accounts for 6.6% of all citations across the entire platform. They even built a dedicated Reddit focus mode.
Yeah.
And yet, at the exact same time, Wikipedia is cited at effectively 0%.
What's fascinating here is the underlying logic of the AI's selection process.
Okay.
Because Perplexity, it doesn't want polished historical consensus. It wants raw community presence.
Right, what people are saying right now.
Exactly. When people search today, they frequently append the word Reddit to their queries.
Right? All the time. I do it constantly to get real product reviews.
Right, because they want an unfiltered human experience, not some polished marketing blog.
Yeah.
And Perplexity has mathematically hardwired that human behavior into its ARUG loop.
But how does the AI actually trust it? I mean, Reddit is famous for anonymous arguments, memes, and wild speculation.
True.
Why ignore Wikipedia, which is arguably the most heavily moderated, fact-checked, crowdsourced encyclopedia in human history in favor of a meme forum?
Well, it's because of how Reddit structures its data.
Okay, how so?
Reddit's upvote and downvote system acts as a real-time crowdsourced sorting mechanism.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so when Perplexity runs its retrieval cycle, it isn't just reading the text, it is actually reading the upvote parameters.
It's letting the crowd do the filtering.
Exactly. It uses the crowd's immediate reaction as a proxy for accuracy.
Wow.
Wikipedia, on the other hand, it represents static historical consensus, which just often lacks the immediate conversational context the engine is prioritizing.
And it isn't just about the conversation, right? It's about how easily the machine can digest the information.
Mm-hmm.
The report notes that pages with valid structured data appear 20 to 30% more often in Perplexity's summaries.
Yeah, and this comes down to computational friction.
Computational friction. What does that mean in this context?
So when a large language model parses unstructured text, it has to spend valuable compute cycles guessing the context of the words.
Like trying to figure out if a number is a price or a date.
Exactly. But structured data directly feeds the variables into the model's parameters.
Oh, got it.
It literally tells the machine, hey, this is a price, this is a date, this is an author. And the AI will always favor the path of least computational resistance. So if your page does the heavy lifting for the algorithm, it's significantly more likely to be cited.
That makes a lot of sense. Mm. So Perplexity is optimizing for the lowest computational friction on real-time, crowdsourced data.
Yes.
But ChatGPT's architecture seems to be built on an entirely different foundation. Let's pivot to its absolute obsession with established authority, because the mechanics here are completely inverted.
Yeah, it's a completely different game. ChatGPT does not run a live web search for every single query.
Which is a huge difference.
It is. It decides computationally, based on the prompt, whether to even invoke a search feature. And when it does search the web, it relies heavily on Microsoft's Bing index.
Right, and the report cites a study showing that ChatGPT's search results share a 73% overlap with Bing's results.
Exactly.
Which means if your website isn't indexed in Bing Webmaster Tools, you are essentially invisible to ChatGPT.
Yeah, and because ChatGPT relies so heavily on Microsoft's Bing index to see the live web, it creates this massive blind spot.
For who?
For companies that have spent the last two decades obsessing over a completely different ecosystem, which is Google.
Ah, yes. And the data totally proves that disconnect. According to an August 2025 study cited in the report, 80% of the URLs cited by ChatGPT do not appear in Google's top 100 results for the exact same query.
It's wild.
You could be banished to page 10 of Google and still be the number one cited source for a query on ChatGPT.
Yeah, because Google ranks pages based heavily on backlink profiles and user engagement metrics over time.
Right.
But ChatGPT simply uses the Bing index as a raw database, and then it applies its own distinct neural network logic to select what it trusts and what it ultimately summarizes.
And what it trusts is the exact opposite of Perplexity.
Completely.
Where Perplexity cited Wikipedia at 0%. ChatGPT leans on Wikipedia for 47.9% of its top 10 citations.
Yeah, and 16.3% of its citations overall.
Here's where it gets really interesting.
Yeah.
Because if Perplexity is the librarian reading today's social media posts, mm-hmm. ChatGPT is an admissions officer at an Ivy League university.
I love that analogy.
Right. It wants a polished resume, institutional references,
yeah.
And it absolutely checks your Wikipedia page before letting you in.
Exactly. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, we are talking about parametric memory.
Parametric memory. Let's break that down.
Sure. When ChatGPT was initially trained, its neural network processed trillions of words. And during that phase, it assigned mathematical weights to the connections between those words.
Okay, so it learned what goes together.
Right. And it was trained extensively on canonical, historical, authoritative sources. Things like books, journals, and Wikipedia.
The heavy hitters.
Exactly. Those sources have incredibly heavy weights in its neural net. So when it faces new information, it defaults back to those established weights to judge whether a source is trustworthy.
The report actually refers to this as offsite entity corroboration.
Yes.
ChatGPT wants proof that the broader web already considers you an authority.
It needs to see the receipts.
Yeah. Domains with strong offsite corroboration, so things like press coverage, industry publications, and Wikidata entries, they are 3.5 times more likely to be cited by ChatGPT.
Because it's essentially verifying your entity status before it even spends computational tokens to summarize you.
Right.
It wants to see that you exist as an established concept in its parametric memory, not just as some new page that popped up yesterday.
But getting the AI to trust your authority is only half the battle, right? You also have to format your answers perfectly.
Formatting is huge.
The report highlights that pages using FAQ schema get roughly 3 times more citations from ChatGPT.
Yeah.
And it explicitly notes that ChatGPT retrieves wide, but sites narrow.
Yeah, this is a crucial mechanical limitation, and it's tied to something called attention mechanisms.
Okay, what are attention mechanisms?
So in transformer models, which, you know, is what the T in ChatGPT stands for.
Right, generative pre-trained transformer.
Exactly. The AI has an attention window. It can only hold and process a certain number of tokens, or basically word fragments, at one time.
Okay, so it has a limited working memory.
Exactly.
So if I write this beautifully detailed 2,000-word article, but the direct answer to the user's question is buried deep in paragraph 8. What happens?
Mathematically, the AI just loses the thread.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. If the direct answer is surrounded by marketing fluff or irrelevant context, the attention mechanism cannot maintain focus on the specific facts it needs to extract.
It just drops them.
It drops those tokens and moves on to a page where the answer is easier to isolate.
That's where the FAQ schema comes in.
Yes. FAQ schema solves this by placing the question and the answer in adjacent token blocks.
Oh, so it serves it up on a silver platter.
Right. It guarantees that the attention mechanism captures both simultaneously. The AI requires the answer to be in the very first paragraph of major sections, or it simply discards the data.
Okay, so we've mapped out the physics of two entirely different engines.
Yes, we have.
On one side, you have Perplexity, which wants you to update your site constantly, leverage structured data, and engage in real time on Reddit. Mm. And on the other side, ChatGPT wants you indexed on Bing, corroborated by institutional press, and formatted with rigid FAQ schema.
Very different masters.
Exactly. So what does this all mean for you listening? How do you actually use this information without doing double the work to satisfy two completely different masters.
Well, that is the practical challenge Austin Code Monkey addresses in their strategy section.
Right.
You have to completely discard the idea of a single generic content strategy.
Okay.
And instead, look at the playbook for volume versus the playbook for value.
Let's look at that volume disparity, because the raw traffic numbers are just staggering.
They really are.
ChatGPT generates 87.4% of all AI referral traffic across industries.
Yeah.
It is an absolute behemoth.
That's massive.
Meanwhile, Perplexity only drives about 2.8% of that referral traffic.
Right.
So with ChatGPT driving almost 90% of the traffic, shouldn't a business or creator just ignore Perplexity's 2.8% entirely? Like, isn't chasing that tiny slice just a waste of resources?
This raises an important question about audience intent versus mass appeal.
Okay.
Because while ChatGPT has overwhelming raw volume,
yeah,
you have to really look at the demographic makeup of that 2.8% using Perplexity.
The report breaks this down, and it's incredibly concentrated.
It is.
So 80% of Perplexity users are college graduates.
Right.
65% are high-income white-collar workers, and 30% hold senior leadership roles, heavily concentrated in tech, finance, or knowledge industries.
Yeah, so if you're selling a mass market consumer product, focusing your energy on ChatGPT's volume makes perfect mathematical sense.
Just play the numbers game.
Exactly. But if you are a B2B enterprise software company, a specialized consulting firm, or, you know, you're trying to reach a senior executive who makes million-dollar procurement decisions,
you want to be on Perplexity.
That 2.8% on Perplexity is exponentially more valuable. It is a highly concentrated, high-intent audience. Optimizing for AI is entirely about knowing your buyer profile.
Which perfectly leads to the agency's recommended workflow. You cannot rely on a single sweeping content overhaul.
No, it won't work.
You have to run per-platform prompt audits. You actually have to manually test your specific industry keywords on both platforms to identify your unique citation gaps.
Exactly. Because you might run an audit and discover, hey, you are completely invisible on ChatGPT simply because of a Bing indexing error.
Which takes like 5 minutes to fix.
Right. Or you might find you are entirely missing from Perplexity because your content lacks real-time updates and structured data.
Meaning the RAG loop simply skips over you in favor of a newer Reddit thread.
Exactly. It requires a surgical approach.
So you fix the Bing indexing and you add the FAQ schema to appease the Ivy League admissions officer at ChatGPT.
Mm-hmm.
And then you update your pages to trigger freshness signals and engage on Reddit to satisfy the news-obsessed librarian at Perplexity.
That's the playbook. The overarching takeaway is that assuming you're visible everywhere just because you rank well on one platform, well, it's a mathematically dangerous game.
So the core mission of our deep dive today was really to understand this massive 11% illusion. The internet is no longer a single place.
It's really not.
To be seen in this new era, you can't just throw information out there and hope a universal algorithm finds it. You need to intimately understand the underlying physics of the specific machine reading your content.
And hopefully you are walking away equipped, not overwhelmed.
Right. Because fixing these gaps often isn't about rewriting your entire website. Small mechanical tweaks, like updating a date, adjusting your token proximity in an FAQ, or just submitting your sitemap to Bing.
Very simple things.
Yeah. They align your content with the machine's architecture and can have massive visibility impacts.
It is entirely about working smarter within the constraints of the technology. But, you know, analyzing all of this structural data leaves me with a much larger, almost philosophical concern.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We are analyzing this from a strategic visibility standpoint, right?
Sure.
But consider the end user. If these two massive AI platforms have fundamentally different algorithmic definitions of truth and authority,
mm-hmm.
one heavily weighting crowdsourced real-time freshness, and the other computationally prioritizing institutional consensus.
Wow, yeah.
How long until users unknowingly trap themselves in completely different information bubbles?
Oh, man.
We could be facing a future where two people hold entirely different understandings of reality simply based on which AI app they decided to download to their phone.
Two completely different realities, constructed by two different systems, processing the exact same internet.
It's wild to think about.
It fundamentally changes what you are looking at the mm-hmm. next time you type a question into a search bar. We highly encourage you to test this out for yourself. Take a complex question from your own industry, run it through both ChatGPT and Perplexity, and just see that 11% gap with your own eyes.
It will definitely change your perspective.
It will change how you view digital reality entirely. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, and we'll catch you next time.
New from the Austin Code Monkey Underground Lab, the Austin Code Monkey AI Review Response Generator. Our SEO chimp got tired of writing review replies, so we built AI. Utilize it for your business because nobody opens their laptop excited to reply to Google, Yelp, Facebook, and TripAdvisor reviews. Visit Austin Code Monkey for more details at austincodemonkey.com.
Austin Code Monkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com.
Code Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making rankings take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the code slinging king of the SEO show.